Looking forward to getting back after it?
I'm ready to go. I'm ready to play. I remember you guys got my scouting report in Corey Glenn last time, so it's pretty much the same thing.
Mm-hmm. Does it seem like forever since you played?
No, not at all. Not at all. I'm just ready to get back out there and play again, to be honest with you.
Is it nice to get out of the bubble and get back practicing outdoors again in nice weather?
It's great. Great. Feels good. Sun was out.
Have you ever at any level played a team twice in a season?
Oh, that's a good question. No, I haven't. Nope, I haven't. So it's the first time, so it's pretty exciting.
Have you noticed anything preparation-wise that's been different in doing it for the first time?
Not really. Not really at all, you know. You know, actually, when you play a team twice, I feel like I have personal notes. I'll you know, look over them again. Definitely.
How valuable was self-scouting for you, Chandler, in the bye week and looking at film of how you've progressed?
That's huge. That's very valuable. You know, that's for every player, you know, from quarterbacks to kickers. You know, self-scouting is huge, you know. You can only, you know, critique yourself. You know, if you can critique yourself, you know, you're doing a good job. And, yeah, so self-scouting is very valuable.
What did you learn about yourself in the bye week?
That's a good question. I work on my pass rush more. I work on, you know, stopping the run more, personally.
Any technique things or anything specific that you were looking at, or is it just overall improvement?
Overall, as a football player.
Have you seen the video of Brandon Lloyd jumping over the smart car, and could you tell us whether as much of talking here? Have you seen it?
No, I didn't see that.
Yeah,
he jumped over a smart car.
Yeah, like Kobe.
Oh, no, wait, it's on TV.
Yeah, it's like kind of online now.
No, I didn't see it. No, that's crazy, but I didn't see it. That's wild.
Is that something you feel you're athletically gifted enough to do?
Not in a million years. I wouldn't try, actually. I wouldn't try.
Yeah, they say some high school kids have actually tried it for real and gotten really hurt.
See, yeah, I wouldn't try it. Nope.
C.J. Spiller looked different to you. He was he played in week four, but was battling some injuries. Mm-hmm. Seems better. What does he look like on tape?
C.J. Spiller's a great player. He's a good running back. You know, it's our job as a team to, you know, contain him. But he's a great player.
Gerard was saying that he's shown on film lately that he's running, cutting back inside. Is that something as a pass rusher you got to be aware of? If he's on the outside, you see him, there's a chance he could cut back into the middle.
Well, that's every running back. You know, any running back can cut back. You know, if they have a read and it's cloudy, you know, it's their job to cut it back. So that's every running back.
The first of the guys talking about starting fast this week after falling behind 21-7 against Buffalo back in week four. Is there something you can do to prepare to start fast, or is it just a matter of executing when you're on the field on Sunday?
Execution, doing your job, you know. If you get, you know, caught up in, you got to start fast, you got to do this, you know, that's when your mind starts to float and wonder. Just do your job and execute, and you should be fine.
Going through this bye, what have you seen differently on that you guys have done in preparation wise on why the Patriots are so successful after the bye week?
You know, I don't really, you know, get into the history and the stats of after and before bye weeks. You know, you treat it like every week. You go in week in and week out, you know, having a goal is to win. You know, you want to win, and that'll be my goal personally, is to win this game.
You mentioned Corey Glenn a little bit earlier. Mm-hmm. Chandler, how has he improved? He's a young guy himself. How has he gotten better since you saw him in week four?
Like I said, he's a great player. Corey Glenn is a great left tackle. You know, from watching him week in and week out, you know, he was out for a little bit with an injury, but he's came back strong. You know, he's a good player, and, you know, it's my job to get after him a little bit.
Did you guys ever play against each other any Senior Bowl or, you know, anything like that before coming into the season?
No, actually, he played in the Senior Bowl, but I came out early, so I wasn't.
Right.
But no, we didn't play against each other.
See with the combine or anything?
No.
Mm-mm. Is it starting to feel like a normal week? Just back at practice, all the guys back, and not in different places.
Yeah, it feels great. It feels great to be back. You know, this is another conference game, and it's a must-win game, and you got to go out there and execute.